missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Josh Wolf in the studio later on. He's the Funny Bone. Tonight through the weekend. FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see Josh. Craig Evans in the house.
Good morning.
It's unfortunate we can't say that word again because the lady whose munch, Facebook post I was talking about has.
You could say munch.
She's
you
reached out.
A part of her body, you know.
Yeah, and she said that guy might have stood a chance. So, Facebook friend, Craig, meets a guy the other day. It's a woman. And face to face, some kind of business interaction.
All business, not even a bar.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And then
slick.
Gets a note from him later on.
A text or a note?
Text. Okay. I don't know. It might be a Facebook message. She posted up there, and it reads.
It's like a little note you do in elementary school. Do you like me, yes or no? Okay.
You said you're a single woman. Not to offend you or be rude, but you're too sexy to be single, and what's a guy got to do to munch? I can't really say the rest.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Just wondering. I'm not a stalker or a weirdo, but you're gorgeous. Oh. If you don't reply, I get the message.
Once again, if you say you're not a racist, you're usually a racist. If you say you're not a weirdo or a stalker, you're a weirdo and a
but,
stalker.
But we were just curious if the blunt method like that has worked before for him.
Not in that situation, not a text later on.
That would be like going into the cave and just clubbing her over the head and dragging her by the hair.
Well, not dragging her.
That's the digital equivalent.
Because he is giving her options.
Oh, yeah, I know.
What you got to do?
I guess he's
go kill a dinosaur.
He's hitting her over the head, but not dragging her yet.
Right.
He's waiting for her to say, yes, drag me.
Now then, we all know that there are a percentage of the population that would say that, yes, that's fine.
Yeah,
it may be a small percentage.
Well, yeah, also not
but
somebody you just
it's
met.
Going to work often enough for him to keep doing it.
I don't know. Not in that situation.
You know,
obviously, she said no.
It had to have worked once.
It had to have.
Yeah, and she was probably not.
Doesn't matter.
Not quality.
It worked.
Yeah. It worked on a woman.
Probably somebody had a munch like all night, you know, to get to the middle.
That's not the point.
Oh. The point is, it worked.
A three.
I don't know. You are, yeah. Try that. Okay, let's all text our significant others right now. Say that. See the first one we get back. Or not.
I think they'd probably all be pissed that we were waking them up.
Yeah, at that point.
this point.
Yeah.
You're going to wake me up and ask that?
Yeah. What's it got to take, Craig?
So
treat me like a man, huh?
How did she reply? Or I assume she did not reply.
I don't believe she ever got back to that guy.
So he understands.
Right.
Yeah, he blew that one.
Yeah, he did not get the reply, so he got the message.
Well, he's not interested in anything long term.
Apparently not.
He's not interested in anything at all now because he's not getting anything.
He seems to be never
going to get it.
Interested in the one thing.
The literal term for that would just be, that's what you come over and just do that right now. That's all you're going to do. That's all you can do, though. Just literally, that's it. Just munch that and get the hell out.
My contribution to the thread was you never really answered the question.
No, you're right.
Well, what does a guy got to do?
Oh, there you go. Then you're piggybacking on his message then. Yeah. Wink, nudge. That's what it sounded like.
She should send that message out. Yeah, obviously, that's not the way to do it, is write a rude message.
Don't use the word munch. It's inappropriate.
Perhaps try a different approach.
Yeah, use a different...
I mean, he is asking a question there. What's a guy got to do to munch?
I think your answer is not send this
just
message.
Just wondering.
Yeah.
So, did he use any information that he shouldn't have?
Doesn't sound like it.
Find her.
He had her phone number. She wish she gave it to him. Old fashioned. Give me your phone number.
But you know, text could mean anything these days.
This could be a Facebook message too.
Yeah.
So they met face to face.
Oh, I got it.
They knew each other.
Oh, then he called. Well, then that's even weirder then.
Then he knew her.
I mean, he had stalked her on Facebook.
He knew her name.
Then he was even weirder then. He stalked her on Facebook, you know.
Well, he didn't. They just probably got to know each other that way first. Yeah.
No, but they met in person.
And then they met in person. And
no, they met in person first. He said they met in person first. All right.
Yeah, well, it works for enough people.
Right.
Apparently.
Could he be more honest? You're dealing with an honest person here, at least on the surface.
He's failed tremendously.
Yes. I mean,
that's not a good snake move at all. Not at all.
Honesty's not always good.
No,
if you got to couch it with stuff like, I don't want to offend you. I don't want to be rude. Yeah. I'm not weird. I'm not a stalker. No, you get around all that. Right. Say, hey, you're sexy. You're single. And what's a munch?
And I can't believe nobody's not munching that now. That's a good one.
What's a guy got to do?
How long you been munched?
I mean, I like the idea of a question like that, but I don't think you should qualify that remark by saying,
I'm not a stalker.
You're not weird.
And then he lays out a stalking line.
Yeah, like you said before.
If the answer is, you can tell me because I'm in your yard right now.
Anybody who says, I'm not a racist,
is a racist.
The next thing that flies out of their mouth is something racist.
Right.
So if you're not weird or you're not a stalker, the next thing that flies out of your mouth is going to be something that a weirdo or a stalker would say.
In the yard. I'm out front. The text is coming from inside the house.
Are you going to stay up late tonight and watch your stupid Steelers?
Yeah, probably. Hopefully, because I know damn well it's not going to be a blowout either way. I know my Steelers. It'll be a last drive situation with somebody. They don't let you rest. Never have.
I hate to cheer for the Steelers, but they're playing the Browns, and I actually don't care on the AFC side of things. It's only that I want to see hurt.
That's fine. I got no problem with that.
Just been emailed. Let's see. This is a text exchange or a Tinder exchange. My brother was on Tinder, and his famous pickup line right off the bat was this.
I can you read that?
Kind of what we've been discussing, but no, I can't read it on the air. Worked 60% of the time every time.
There you go. Sex Panther. Yeah. That's Tinder, though. That's just a laying. That's just a banging site, anyway. So it's different,
right?
That's different than what this guy met her and said. You know, why don't we go out sometime?
It's hey, are you a cigarette?
Yeah.
Chick says no. Why? And the answer
I like to
is
smoke that.
I want to get you lit and.
Oh.
Yeah. And chick says that made me giggle. What's your snap?
By the way, the word lit now is, at least with teenagers, at least with high school kids, means just have fun.
Yeah.
And it drives me crazy because she goes, I said, how was your sleepover with her friends? And Madison will say, we got lit. It was fun. I said, first time I heard it, I said, well, I know you don't drink and I know they don't drink. So what are you talking about? That just means fun. I said, you got to be careful where you say that.
No.
Because everybody over 20 years old means everybody over 20 thinks that's getting drunk.
Sorry, Dad. I meant hammered.
I meant wasted.
Right.
The word lit just means fun for age.
I can see it was lit more so than I can see we got lit.
No, we got lit.
Yeah. See, to me, that's two different things.
Yeah, well, lit to me is getting drunk
no
matter what. But, you know.
What do we know?
They changed it back to something more normal.
Slang adjustment over just one generation.
Yeah.
Well,
that's real teenager. Right. Do 20-year-olds say that? You know, I don't know.
But it shouldn't have to skip a generation.
Yeah.
Oh, and I just saw this. The Steelers are 15-2-1 against the Browns since 2010.
Yeah, when the Browns have sucked for a long time.
At least since 2010.
Yeah.
Where's that game?
In Cleveland. The Cleet Blakeman game of the week.
Oh.
Just waiting for that guy to make a bad call to cost one of our teams the actual game. But I owe Cleet.
If it happens.
I owe Cleet a lot, so I got nothing.
At Baker and Emily's
house. I owe Cleet a lot, believe me.
I sat in his
seats
once.
Yeah, it's Baker's house. Yeah, it's Baker's house.
And Emily's, too.
Well, it's his house.
It's his house. He makes the money. Come on.
I wonder what the income breakdown on that household is.
Yeah, I'm guessing unless she wants to, she doesn't have to work.
Well, she might do some modeling.
I'm sure she's an influencer.
She's in those commercials now. She gets paid for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a separate paycheck.
Oh, yeah, she's making her own money there.
Yeah, because of him. Way to roll your eyes.
Puss.
hey,
everybody.
Don't blame your eye roll on me, man.
Hey, she got the golden ticket, man.
For a while. We'll see how these things work out.
Unless that's going to end horribly.
Well, most of them do.
Yeah. Ask Russell Wilson's first girlfriend.
That's right.
I love that story.
Yeah.
Bounced her right before he signed his first giant contract.
Giant deal, right.
And then did he get his...
Hooked up with Sierra.
Yeah.
Shortly after that.
Yeah. But like right as his rookie deal was ended, he
dumped
kicked her to the curb and then went, now I'm going to sign the big money
deal. Dumped
his
white wife, too, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a great photo out there of her on draft night when he got the call.
Oh, really?
And she's just like, jackpot!
Yeah,
and they're like, no, you don't know how this is going to end, do you?
I want to get famous and get somebody else.
Venice is dealing with the aftermath of the highest tide in more than half a century.
Yeah,
high waters peaked at 6 feet.
Nothing to see here.
A couple of days ago, flooding the famous Italian city of canals. At least one man died from electric shock
when the
water rushed into his home.
You know anybody who's been?
No, Venice? No.
I would think, just look at the pictures. That place has to stink.
Yeah, I would think that, too. I would think it probably has a different smell, right. Yeah, depending on if it's a fish high tide or something.
Because the water really
doesn't...
It's
kind of stagnant.
Right, it doesn't look like it's moving.
But once again, we don't know,
I've never visited there. I don't really have a big desire to either.
No, it's Venice, Italy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure there's parts
of
Italy.
Once I see the Vatican, I'm done.
Very nice. Historic and all.
There's a funny meme out there. I know that some memes are stupid, but this is a funny one that says, 97% of scientists say global warming is happening and humans are responsible, largely responsible. And
is it a guy with holding a trout?
And the next guy, the guy below that is a guy just holding a fish. He goes, but this guy's Facebook page has pictures of trucks.
Yeah,
he says it's not happening, and he's holding a fish. Yeah,
but
and he's got like a stupid trucker hat on. It just encapsulates the whole bit,
That could be said of a lot of subjects.
Yeah, but that's a funny one since we're talking about Venice being pretty high in the water there.
And we don't know if it's stinky or not.
Yeah.
You don't hear about that in the travel magazines.
No. I think I'd probably drown there eventually because I'd walk out of a bar and just fall into the canal.
I bet you they have safeguards against that because I bet you that's happened before.
I know, but the roads are just canal or just boats, basically, gondolas, So,
yeah.
This says most of the time Venice is odor-free.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They said apparently sometimes during the summer when the water levels are a little lower, they said you can smell a little bit.
Yeah. But that's near the water. Yeah,
but for the most part, they said it's odor-free.
Well, they must have like pool maintenance guys working all the time.
They got a great filter. Got good skimmers.
Yeah, there's got to be some maintenance involved if it's not stinky.
Yeah.
They got to be doing something to prevent that.
Another one of these surveys, yes, another one, finds that, we work when we're sick. People we go to work when we're sick.
You're not there.
That's what you got to do.
And then they fire your ass. Because
more than 90%
of
us go to work when we're sick.
Who work by, get paid by the hour. You know what they want? They want hours.
Yes.
That too, but they're also afraid of not being there. That's a good point. The hourly wage people,
they
especially
want the
service
hours.
People. Service people. They got if they're not waiting, they're not getting tipped.
And
right?
Then there's the out of sight, out of mind thing in the office. So everybody's afraid to take off work.
They say low unemployment may be a contributing factor and managers can set an example by staying home when they are sick. The reason this is an issue is because, airborne illnesses spread easily in the workplace, cold, flu, that sort of thing. And these polls are, it sounds like these polls, and to speak exactly to what you were saying, these polls are created by people who can miss work.
Yeah, they,
these polls are not.
But
like,
there are
really.
There are people.
You're going to work as if they're incredulous.
Yes.
What do you mean you're going to work? Well, I don't have the same job you do.
I kind of have to go to work.
Well, yeah, I don't have that.
But there's also a lot of people that we know of any generation that just were brought up. The fact is, you go to work. I know I was raised that way.
You go to work
now, and you know, I remember one time. Years ago, we worked at a radio station. Like they give you your birthday off, you know. Yeah. And it was I was jocking on this radio station. I was the afternoon guy, and I'm just showed up at my dad's house. I took the day off because it was my birthday. It was like a Tuesday. Yeah. And my dad comes home from work and looks at me. And goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "It's my birthday. Get the day off." And the look I got was like, and I was probably 27. Look I got my dad was like, "What?
You lazy son
yeah.
of a bitch."
And I realized at that point, I said, yeah, he's totally right. That's what the hell am I just sitting here on a Tuesday?
You said, Pop, eventually
I'm going to send you. I know damn well. I'm not just bragging about our work ethic here, maybe a little bit, all of us. We hate when one of us feels like really bad in the morning because we know if we don't go to work, we're not at work.
Right.
And it's not a big deal. One of us is really, really sick. We should not
go.
But sometimes we'll come in here and.
But Dad,
do the damn thing.
I'm 23 today. Isn't there some kind of white person celebration for the 23rd birthday?
Yeah, I just remember my dad just going to work. Not because he left a lot of sick days on the table for years.
Yeah.
You know, because he just went to work. That's what you did.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Now, I'm also saying that I also think the worker needs to get a break because we know how companies are. They all suck in general. They don't care about you. That's why I always get mad when people on Facebook bitch about their fellow workers. I mean, they go, "Well, if you don't like minimum wage, get another gig." Well,
not that easy.
Why do people hate another
people?
That's
why I got the minimum wage gig now.
Right.
I didn't want it when I got it.
Every time I see that, somebody's saying you can't get an apartment on anywhere, and then you'll see the third person on the post say, "Well, just improve yourself." Oh, come on. People are, and companies aren't paying you anything.
And if you're busting your ass at your current job, we all know that finding another job is a job in and of itself, so you don't have time.
Yeah.
You don't have time for all that crap.
There's that, too.
But basically, it's out of sight, out of mind, you're right. Mm-hmm. There's another great meme always that shows a guy, an Onion headline, just shows a guy on a beach. And he goes, "Man already replaced at work on one day of vacation." True, man.
Don't let them find out that they can do without you.
Well, the other side of that is, an article I've seen a couple of times in the last week or so, is that the unemployment rate is so low
that's true, but underemployment is the main problem.
Yeah.
Before people spout off those stupid things, people are getting paid dick in most jobs.
That's true. Yeah. But some places, what has happened to them is that someone will, you know, get a job and, "Hey, well, you're going to start next Tuesday."
Right.
"Fine, we'll see you then." And then a no-show.
Oh, the first day. First day.
Don't even show. No show, no call, nothing. They just decide not to take that job because there's so many, they're going to get this other one. And so the companies then, you know, waiting on this guy. "Hey, we got this new guy coming in." And he didn't show up.
I was talking to a guy.
He got a better deal.
I was talking to a guy who runs a restaurant, and he owns a restaurant, actually. And he was telling me that it's tough to keep cooks because chefs, basically. Not necessarily a head chef, but a cook, because... if somebody says they'll always have a job and somebody offers another $4 an hour somewhere else, they just go.
Yeah.
Well, you would.
I know you would. You would. He's not complaining. He pays the guys well.
Right.
But he's saying that's just the way it is. I mean, they don't need to even give a notice. They just go and leave for another job.
Yeah.
You know? Pay them more.
And who's going to pay for that?
Yeah. You find that that's what good companies do.
Yeah, yeah.
They pay their people to have them hang around. It's a concept I read somewhere that I guess works. You take care of your people, you hang around, you have less turnover.
Well, you did that whole story about the Japanese starting the 4-day work week, and everything went up.
to positive,
yeah.
mainly positive results.
Mainly positive, yeah.
Yeah, I read a whole piece on that.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm doing mornings is because the guy, my boss would take off and I'd fill in before, and there was no reason to replay his stuff anyway.
Right.
And then when Todd and I got enough stuff in the bank, you were there, we just, we take off, it's the replacements are us.
Well, I
you have to, yeah. man, you have to.
My first morning job was after I filled in for a morning guy.
Me too, me too.
He went on vacation.
I filled in too.
And yeah. at the end of the week, they said, well, we think you're better than that guy, so why don't you, and you're going to yeah. make another $1,000.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I can't pass that on.
No.
So, yeah, that's how I got right, my
go
first morning
but
gig.
Bringing the flu to work is no cool, not cool.
No. No, I don't like doing that. I don't like being contagious or potentially contagious and coming in here. But mostly, I'm just going to infect you guys. I yeah. don't hang around anybody else.
Yeah.
And we all got to be here.
We're already sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got some antibiotics yesterday. I had a sinus infection going, yeah. but it's still better today.
That's good.
And I think I'm past the contagious stage.
Okay.
Just don't slobber on my microphone.
Again.
What's a guy got to do?
To munch on that.
It's this time of year that being completely antisocial at work actually works to our benefit.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we don't really hang with anybody.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, we're
less
very
germs.
Isolated.
Yeah.
Less germs.
Yeah, we're off in our own little space capsule
yeah.
there.
We really kind of are.
I forget how isolated we are.
Yeah, I know.
Or it doesn't dawn on me sometimes.
Me neither.
Until you meet somebody new and you go, hey, you work here now. And they go, yeah, I've been here for 9 months.
Yeah. Or years.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well,
yeah, I don't get out of my cubby much.
Don't just chew long to meet people.
I had to do a live broadcast a couple months ago, and the kid was with me. As this is the first time I met him, and I always cross my fingers. Like, how long have you worked for? About 2 months. Oh, good.
Yeah,
that says make me look like a giant schmuck for not knowing you.
I tend to ask them if I've met them before.
Yeah. Well, for what wasn't
met
that,
you before,
it would have been something else that would have shown what a giant schmuck you
maybe,
are.
Yeah.
Maybe
that
comes
just,
out eventually.
Maybe we describe why we are so isolated right there. Nobody wants to come down and say hi to us. We are in a corner of the building, and the door to the parking lot is right next to us.
Oh, that reminds me of a question I have for off the air.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
No, you can't leave
people
early.
People coming to see us and whatnot. Out of Florida, 52-year-old John Earl Picard was going over 90 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone.
Of the United Federation of Planets?
Damn right.
John Earl, yeah.
yeah.
Not his brother, Captain.
No.
This is John Earl.
John
his
Earl.
Younger brother.
This is Scott.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scott Picard.
Scott Picard.
So John Earl Scott Picard was going over 90 in a 55 around 7:30 in the evening. He was apparently on his way home. Mr. Picard reportedly, quote, indicated that his driving was reckless and endangering because he needed to get home in a hurry because he was cheating on his wife.
Oh, hey. You think a cop would say, oh, cool then, cool. I get it.
Yeah. Well, the cop may not think that that's a good thing.
Yeah, cop would understand.
Granted, they're not moral police, but nevertheless, he might not approve. Mr. Picard was
busted
for... I'm guessing
50% of the cops say, yeah, been there, dude.
That's the that's kind of the Charles Barkley approach.
Yeah,
isn't
it is. But he had a woman in the car,
right?
Yeah,
and apparently she was very skilled.
Yeah, but he may have been lying. He was busted for reckless driving, a misdemeanor. But when cops searched him, they found a baggie with crack in his shirt pocket, and he had an additional felony drug possession count. He had just got that crack for $50, so
cop figures he was just running home.
But cop figured he was just running home to smoke his crack and had nothing to do with cheating on the wife.
He probably thought, you know, well, all cops must cheat on their wives. So he's thinking, this guy will understand.
Yeah.
yeah.
But no, he was just running home to smoke his crack.
50% of the time, a cop's going to say, yeah, I've been there, dude.
Yeah.
Follow me. hey, Charles, what was it like when you got caught with that woman in your car?
Man, that was terrible.
Go to work, damn it. Unless you're sick, then stay home.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.